This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Protesters have taken to the streets of Charlotte over the police killing of George Floyd now for 6 straight days. The demonstrations have largely remained peaceful during the day, but have turned violent at night. In the chaos, several businesses uptown have suffered damage, like busted doors and shattered windows. Many of them are restaurants, just getting back on their feet after being closed for much of the past 2 months because of the coronavirus. We turn now to Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter for our segment, Bizworthy. Tony, obviously a rocky start to reopening for some of those uptown places.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of businesses right now, Marshall, are really looking forward to kind of getting back into the swing of things after being out of commission for a couple months. And yeah, I mean, you see some of these businesses uptown, glass shattered, having to, you know, board up their windows. I think they probably think that that's not really very helpful. They'd like to get back in the business of opening up. Obviously, you know, if you have, when you have these mass demonstrations, they need to take precautions. But I think it's one of these things that, it's probably frustrating to business owners, but, you know, they probably, you know, don't say a whole lot about it, wanting to sort of, you know, express solidarity, I think, with a lot of the goals of the demonstrators.
Are you hearing reports of any damage to any businesses outside of uptown?
I'm not. You know, this week, Marshall, there were protests outside of uptown. They seemed to be mostly during the day and peaceful. I haven't heard of any reports of that. I mean, we did have South Park Mall was closed for a small amount of time earlier this week. There was a small demonstration there, but I haven't heard of any reports of anything outside of uptown.
Tony, this week in the Ledger, you tell the story of Tim Newman, who went from being a leading figure in uptown Charlotte to now being in jail on a charge of threatening to blow up a dam. So why was Tim Newman so important, and what happened to him?
Yeah, it was a really interesting piece I think we had in the Ledger this week. You know, Tim Newman from about 1999 to 2011 was a very influential, important uptown power broker, really. He was the president of Charlotte Center City Partners, the Uptown Development Group. He was the CEO of the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, which runs the city's sports and entertainment venues. He was responsible for helping land the NASCAR Hall of Fame, brought in a couple big conventions to Charlotte, was basically forced out of his job in 2011 and now faces a series of charges, felony charges, in South Carolina related to threatening to blow up a dam, threatening the lives of a couple of sheriff's deputies, and he's got a string of other charges in North and South Carolina related to harassment, violating restraining orders, that sort of a thing. So the piece in the Ledger just sort of looks at sort of what happened and kind of looks at that that downfall for someone who was really very well known locally, now facing potentially a lot of years in prison.
Well, what did happen? Can you just kind of give a quick thumbnail?
Well, it's hard to know. It's hard to sort of speculate on sort of what motivations are, and people can sort of draw their own conclusions. But I think, you know, in talking to Tim Newman and talking to some of his longtime associates, I think he still remains bitter about being forced out of his job in 2011 by then Mayor Anthony Fox and others who had questioned some of the financial dealings of the CRVA. And then he had sort of a series of jobs. He had a couple on arrest for drunk driving. The charge was dismissed. And then sort of an escalation, really, of domestic violence restraining orders, charged with stalking. So really the last few months it seems to have accelerated, Marshall. Don't really want to speculate on causes. I will say that, you know, as part of a conviction that he had last fall, the court did order him to undergo, you know, a mental health evaluation and substance abuse evaluation and as part of his probation, but he did not complete those.
Face masks have become a common part of daily attire because of the coronavirus, and some companies are now seeing an additional function for all those masks, ad space. So, Tony, is that where we're heading, walking billboards?
I think, Marshall, it's becoming a little bit of the new swag, you know, instead of flash drives and pens and notebooks and those little bags with the cinch top. You know, I think you're really seeing some companies starting to move into that because this is some new apparel, essentially, that a lot of people are wearing, having to wear as part of, you know, the safety precautions having to do with the coronavirus. So you're seeing companies start to get into this where they're putting their logos on these. You know, certainly some sports teams are getting into it, but I think even the corporate world now is starting to look at that and say, okay, look, this is a way we can advertise our brand, we can get our name out there. So it is a little bit like a billboard. You're seeing the same thing really go on, Marshall, not just on face masks, but also hand sanitizer. Little, you know, the little parting gift, you know, from an event or something in the future could be a small bottle of hand sanitizer, you know, with your company's logo on it.
Finally, Tony, American Airlines says more people are booking flights again. Is the worst behind them then?
They're certainly hoping so. I mean, you recall, Marshall, a few weeks ago, they were flying planes that were virtually empty. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal that talked about all these flights where there was just one passenger, you know, and so they were able to call him out by name over the intercom, you know, Bill, welcome aboard, Bill, that kind of thing. But yeah, now Americans said in this last week that the planes are flying about 50% full, and I think they're seeing that uptick as people get a little bit more comfortable getting out of the house and even being on a plane. Although, you know, the airlines have put in a bunch of precautions. You have to wear a mask. You know, they don't serve the food. They're taking some precautions. I think they're very hopeful that things will bounce back. And if you look at the airline stocks, those have gone up recently too. So I think, you know, investors are thinking that maybe the worst is past if there is no new second wave.
All right, Tony, thanks.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.